Please stay tuned at the end of our liturgy today for a special message for priests from Archbishop Cordeleoni. Now let's pray.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. 40 years I endured that generation. I said there are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end.
Martyr of God, by holding fast to Christ, the Father's only Son, you triumph over vanquished foes, to victory finding heavenly joy. Grant us the favor of your prayer, and ease the burden of our guilt. Holds back the tide of wickedness, and drive away distaste for life. Now all your fetters are undone, the chains that bound your holy flesh. Free us from bondage to the world, for love of Christ, the Son of God. Praise to the Father and the Son, and to the Spirit Paraclete, who crown you with a lasting crown in heaven's glorious court on high. Amen.
You alone have I grieved by my sin. Have pity on me, O Lord. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You alone have I grieved by my sin. Have pity on me, O Lord. Truly we know our offenses, Lord, for we have sinned against you. Let my eyes stream with tears, day and night without rest, over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound. If I walk out into the field, look those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not. Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed? We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, spurn us not, disgrace not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us and break it not. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Truly we know our offenses, Lord, for we have sinned against you. The Lord is God, we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is God, we are his people, the flock he shepherds. I willingly boast of my weakness, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I am content with weakness, with mistreatment, with distress, with persecutions and difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am powerless, it is then that I am strong. At daybreak, be merciful to me.
At daybreak, be merciful to me.
Make known to me the path that I must walk.
Be merciful to me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
At daybreak, be merciful to me.
The Lord has come to his people and set them free. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et ei rexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui, sicut locutus est pero sanctorum, quia saeculos sunt prophetarum meus. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad faciendam misericordiam cum patribus nostri, et memorari testamenti sui sancti, iusurandum quod uravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis, ut sine timore de manu inimicorum liberati, serviamus illi in sanctitate et justitia quorum ipso omnibus diebus nostris, et tu puer propheta altissimi vocaberis, praebis enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius. Ad dandam scientiam salutis plebieus, in remissionem peccatorum eorum, per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare eis qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord has come to his people and set them free.
Raising our eyes to Christ, who was born and died and rose again for his people, let us cry out, save those you have redeemed by your blood, Lord. Blessed are you, Jesus, Redeemer of mankind. You did not hesitate to undergo your passion and death to redeem us by your precious blood. You promised that you would provide living water, the fountain of eternal life. Pour forth your Spirit upon all men. You send disciples to preach the gospel to all nations. Help them to extend the victory of your cross. You have given the sick and the suffering a share in your cross. Give them patience and strength. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who filled the priest and martyr Saint Maximilian Kolbe with a burning love for the Immaculate Virgin Mary, and with zeal for souls and love of neighbor, graciously grant through his intercession that, striving for your glory by eagerly serving others, we may be conformed even until death to your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
I am Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione, and I am preparing to launch the Reverent Liturgy Project. The core of the Reverent Liturgy Project is to take the practical wisdom of priests who have successfully moved to Reverent Liturgy in their parishes and worshiping communities and offer it to priests who want to embark on the same journey but need a roadmap to get started. So, if you are a priest, we need you. If you would like to help or to learn, please visit reverentliturgy.org. Thank you for your prayerful consideration of this request.